You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another high-energy episode of The Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au in full, highly polished monophonic sound. And if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, get onto our website at auww.org.au, and there you will find information that will hopefully be of some help to you. Or you can just shoot us an email with your problem to advocacy@auww.org.au, where we have people standing by and eager to help. Now, you may remember back in August, one of our activists, Hank Ferguson, a well-respected member of several organisations, including ours, padlocked himself to a drilling machine at the Flemington Towers in protest of their demolition and eviction of all the tenants. It did result in him being charged and is now facing court. A number of people will be accompanying him on the day, I included, to show our support. If you would like to show your support, come to the Melbourne Magistrates Court, 233 William Street within the CBD in Melbourne, 9:30 a.m, Monday the 13th of October. That is next week. The more people the judge sees supporting him, the better. Now, I'd like to talk about the First Nations Australians launch class action against Work for the Dole scheme. A federal court class action has been launched against the Commonwealth over claims a remote Work for the Dole program racially discriminated against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The class action, filed by Maurice Blackburn Lawyers on Monday, focuses on the Community Development Program, CDP, between 2015 and 2021. Principal lawyer Miranda Nagy said the program placed tougher requirements on remote participants than on job seekers in cities, disproportionately impacting Indigenous Australians. In a case about racial discrimination, Ms. Nagy said, Ms. Nagy claims CDP participants had to work many more hours in order to qualify for their payment when compared to the equivalent city-based job active Work for the Dole program. We think it led to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in these remote areas working more than 30 million additional hours across that entire period. Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister and Northern Territory Senator Muradiri McCarthy said Labor was already fulfilling its promise of dismantling the CDP. We have invested more than $770 million into our new remote jobs and economic development program to give First Nations Australians the dignity of real work, real pay and better conditions, she said. Our program is a game changer and making a real difference in people's lives. It is grounded in self-determination and focused on economic opportunity and community development. A spokesperson from the National Indigenous Australians Agency said it would not be appropriate for the Commonwealth to comment at this time, given the matter was before the court. The lead applicant is Aboriginal artist Serena Bonson from Manengrida in the Northern Territory. The claim alleged that over 5 years she received 17 penalties and lost payments for 4 weeks at a time. So that's about 4 months a year that she lost. Miss Nagy said the consequences of the program remained raw for many families. Those feelings of shame and humiliation from getting cut off, those feelings are very close to the surface, she said.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Now, I mentioned talking about earlier about CDP. What is CDP? The CDP, or Work for the Dole scheme, was set up to increase employment and activity in remote areas, but was criticised for its effect on vulnerable people. In 2019, Western Australia's Nanyat Jarrah Shire was awarded $2 million after suing the federal government in a landmark action, alleging the scheme was discriminatory. The program reduced the payments of welfare recipients if they failed to meet engagement requirements. Under the CDP, participants also had to work 50 hours a fortnight, 5 days a week, all year, in order to receive payments. Oh my God, when did they get time to look for a job? By contrast, people in city-based programs worked a maximum of 30 hours a fortnight only for 6 months of the year, she said. The CDP scheme will be replaced by a new program, the Remote Australia Employment Service, on November 1st. The class action could cover about 20,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in 60 of the most remote communities across Queensland, New South Wales, Western Australia, the Northern Territory and South Australia. According to the class action statement of claims, funding agreements with providers created incentives to issue penalties rather than support participants. Ms. Nagy said, particularly in the early part of the program, First Nations participants were more than 24 times more likely to be penalised compared with city counterparts on an equivalent program. The class action is seeking compensation for unpaid hours, stress and financial hardship resulting from the scheme, and for fines to be repaid to participants. Yeah, so they hit them twice. Not only did the government reduce their payments, but they fined them as well. By the end of the day, just how much were they left with? And as Jessica says at the start of each show, a lot of these things, that they're just not suited for the culture of First Nations people. Yeah, it's incredible. Okay, now, Inclusive Employment Australia. I talked about this last week. Now, from the 1st of November, the Disability Employment Service will be rebranded to Inclusive Employment Australia. Also, if you're a current participant in the Disability Employment Services and have mutual obligation requirements, well, they'll be paused from the 16th to the 31st of October. That's about 2 weeks and a bit to accommodate the transition to Inclusive Employment Australia, abbreviated to IEA. During this pause, you will still get your payment, but you won't need to attend job provider appointments, work for the Dole, some ridiculous course they have you snagged in, or anything else. If you're having to look for work, well, you still need to keep that up because that's a monthly thing. But they will resume after this period, starting from the 1st of November under the new IEA program. If, however, a job provider does suspend or cancel your payments during that period, you let us know straight away. Don't muck about. Just remember, your payments stop, the bills don't. Now, this information about the pause can change any time, so just keep listening to us for any updates, because you will hear it first, right here on Breadline. And Homeless Persons Union. We have witnessed how homelessness has become a really big issue in our city and in our country. We know that people are suffering on the streets or in other places because our governments aren't doing the right thing to make sure people have a safe place to call home. We know that our Indigenous community has experienced homelessness in large numbers for a very long time. This is a stain upon our country. To make matters worse, the Melbourne Council wants to spend another $2 million to extend its private security program to patrol the streets of our CBD. We know already that these security guards walk the streets of our city trying to move people that are unhoused and in crisis out of town, out of sight. This is a big problem. We have to stop this security guard program now. People who are homeless need support and understanding. They need housing and services, not a criminal record by police arrest. We don't believe that the people of Melbourne want this to be the kind of global city we live in. We are calling on you to join us in a community. Speak out to voice your lived experience of the security guard program or to voice your opposition to it. Everyone is welcome. We will meet at the Melbourne Town Hall, 100 Swanson Street at 4:30 for this speak out before we all enter the council meeting at 5:30 where anyone can have their say to councillors. We will all be there together. So, yeah, those homeless people, they do need all... You know, they should get those security guys to make sure they're safe, not boot them out. It's ridiculous. Other countries, they help to look after the homeless. They even go out of their way to make places for them to sleep, safe place. But, oh, no, not our government. Forget it. Yeah. All right, well... Oh, I think we've come to the end of the show here now. Don't forget to join us again next week, same time. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice Show coming right up. My name is Daryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.